forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 77 this afternoon under clear skies, winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows around 50. High of 79 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Some state lawmakers say that with the return of the legislative session in January, one issue that they want to address is bail bonds in the state of Kansas, saying that while it may be a constitutional right, the current system may not be the most effective way to bail someone out of jail.
We have to look at cases, hopefully using scientifically validated models to determine who is a risk of flight and who is a risk to harm other people while they're on bail. The right to be released on bond in Kansas should not be dependent upon your wealth.
That was Democrat State Representative John Carmichael on Cake News, where he says it's unfair for a bail to be set at near $500,000 for someone accused of committing first-degree murder for someone who may not be able to pay it back. Others, however, don't think that legislation in Topeka would go very far.
If it is of importance by the time the session gets here, and that one of these organizations want to, if they introduce legislation, then I am sure that there will be a hearing.
Back to school, back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers. Expires 9/30.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Some state lawmakers say that with the return of the legislative session in January, one issue that they want to address is bail bonds in the state of Kansas, saying that while it may be a constitutional right, the current system may not be the most effective way to bail someone out of jail.
We have to look at cases, hopefully using scientifically validated models, to determine who is a risk of flight and who is a risk to harm other people while they're on bail. The right to be released on bond in Kansas should not be dependent upon your wealth.
That was Democrat State Representative John Carmichael on Cake News, where he says it's unfair for a bail to be set at near $500,000 for someone accused of committing first-degree murder for someone who may not be able to pay it back. Others, however, don't think that legislation in Topeka would go very far.
If it is of importance by the time the session gets here, and that one of these organizations want to, if they introduce legislation, then I am sure that there will be a hearing.
Michelin Tires on sale at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to $110 total savings via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with your purchase of four new select Michelin passenger or light truck tires. $70 tire rebate on all Michelin tire lines, plus $40 bonus rebate on Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires only. Valid through September 12th. Now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A trade delegation from the state of Nebraska has been making its way over the last week out in the country of Japan, as Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen said the trade delegation is finally winding down after they continue to build up their relationships with partnering with businesses like Kawasaki Motors. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that while the governor didn't detail any new initiatives, he said that the Nebraska group of roughly 20 individuals hopes to grow the state's clean hydrogen sector, releasing a statement saying, quote, "The part I'm most proud of is we've really had what I would call tangible meetings that are going to result in a lot of businesses taking place that's going to be beneficial for Nebraska." The delegation from the state included the State Departments of Agriculture and Economic Development, along with the Nebraska Public Power District and Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. The governor went on to say that the trade mission will do a follow-up trip as they lead their delegation to Vietnam in July of next year. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roller Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously to contribute $10,000 toward a historic building survey of the downtown district in Marysville. As Marysville Chamber and Main Street are pursuing designation as a historic district, which could allow tax credits for building improvements. The city had earlier committed $5,000 toward the effort, which is hoped could stimulate development of second floor spaces as housing units. Funding was designated from the county's Economic Development Fund. Approval was given for a carport at Waterville to cover the county emergency trailer. Public Works announced the retirement of Coordinating Supervisor Roy Youngerberg effective November 30th after over 40 years' service to Marshall County. Washington County Commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemaha County Commissioners moved forward unanimously approving a draft resolution presented by the county attorney as to a comprehensive plan presented by the Planning Commission. The Northeast Kansas County Officials Annual Association meeting to be held in Nemaha County has tentatively been scheduled November 17. A special meeting was held August 31st to discuss changing the employee health insurance plan to Sailor Insurance from the state insurance plan. A motion was approved allowing negotiation for a contract for the county administrator position. Gage County Board of Supervisors held a public hearing at their last meeting with no comments coming forward. Afterward, unanimously approving appointment of Nate Claybaugh, Grant Jones, and David Norton for 6-year terms on the Board of Trustees of the Hospital Authority. Riley County reporting the last of the full-time staff has been hired for the new EMS station at Leonardville, with opening expected mid-October. The facility will serve northern Riley County. A ribbon cutting will be announced. Funding toward local bridge projects include over $42 million toward 35 projects, including $437,000 in Marshall County, funding up to 90% of a bridge on 24th Road northeast of Beatty on Ribidoux Creek, and in Washington, funding up to 90% of a $1 million bridge project over the Little Blue River at Hanover, and in Nemaha County southeast of Kelly on O Road for a $950,000 project with a 90% match. These are targeted for city and county bridges not on the state highway system in need of replacement or repair. Funds are awarded through an application process and in most cases require local contribution. Criteria includes bridge condition, detour length, inability to carry legal loads, and past project history. Kansas Department of Transportation announced approved bids recently for state highway construction and maintenance projects, including work in Nemaha County, a bridge replacement on U.S. 36 over the North Fork Black Vermilion River, a mile east of the Nemaha-Marshall County line. Reconstruction of Salina will do the $4.2 million project. Another in Riley County is on K-18 for pavement reconstruction on 3/4 mile west of the K-18-K-187 junction. Wildcat Construction of Wichita will handle the $3.8 million project. An early morning single-vehicle accident in Marysville last Monday claimed the life of a 2-year-old boy from Washington. Kisten Mashburn, son of Kyle and Holly Goodwin Mashburn, was a passenger in a vehicle that lost control shortly before 5 a.m. on Center and struck a utility pole near 5th Street in Marysville. The boy was transported to CMH, pronounced dead as a result of injuries. Services were held Saturday for Kisten Mashburn. Leland H. Lohmeyer, age 76, of Lynn, passed away September 3rd. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m., with a visitation at 9:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leland Lohmeyer.
Mark your calendars for September 11th through the 18th for the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day, hosted by the Blue Rapids Community Foundation. Thanks to the generosity of the Patterson Family Foundation, we have up to $70,000 in available matching funds to support area charitable organizations. Donations between $25 and $3,500 will be matched at 50%. To donate, either visit BlueRapidsMatchDay.com to make a gift online, mail in your donation to the Blue Rapids Community Foundation, or join us for our in-person event on September 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Community Center. You do not want to miss this opportunity to do more good for the Blue Rapids community.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some fog early on today, otherwise sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. Then clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. More sunshine by Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s and partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Then rain showers may continue into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Rain showers are still possible as we head into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then staying clear into Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then staying clear into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. And more sunshine on Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September 83. Record high on this date 108. The average low 59 and the record low 40. Sunset this evening 7:42. Sunrise in the morning at 7:06.
The obesity epidemic among humans may be spreading to our pets. All about chunky chihuahuas and portly Pomeranians today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 12th, the 255th day of the year. Country singer Jennifer Nettles has a birthday. Is your Husky a little too hefty or your Rottweiler too rotund? A recent study says the first year of a puppy's life is a good predictor of future obesity. Those with rapid weight gain between birth and 2 weeks and a high body composition score up to 7 months are most at risk. Those factors may determine whether an early weight control diet should be considered. The same British study also found that 15% of owners are overfeeding their pets by about 1,000 calories a day and not providing for ample exercise. Obesity among dogs, they point out, carries many of the same health risks as in humans. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Get more advice at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. After another dominant weekend for week number two for the Kansas State Wildcats, with Will Howard passing for 3 touchdowns and running for 2 others and dominating Troy 42-13 on Saturday, the team says they're excited to go into week number three as they continue to show their dominance and looking forward to defending their Big 12 championship from last year.
It's 4 minutes before halftime and 4 minutes after, so we know that's a really critical part of the game and something that we talked about at halftime, so it was huge for us.
Coming out on the half, everybody has to be focused, locked in, and, that is a big part of the game, they say. So we just always try to, hold ourselves to that standard of, playing fast during that time.
That audio from Cake News is the Wildcats ended up having a 21-10 halftime lead. They now head on the road for the first time of the season with week number three as they head out to Missouri with a kickoff on Saturday at 11 a.m. Missouri is also going into their week number three at 2-0 after beating South Dakota and Middle Tennessee.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Buckle up good, buddy. It's time for the All-Star Monster Truck Show at the Kansas State Fair. The Mid-American Network is proud to bring you the most jacked up, fired up monster trucks in the nation. Buckle up, grab your seat, and feel the power of the Monster Truck Show at the Kansas State Fair, Sunday, September 17th, 4 p.m. at the Grandstand. Grab your friends and head to Hutchinson for the All-Star Monster Truck Show at this year's Kansas State Fair, Sunday, September 17th, 4 p.m. at the Grandstand. Be there.
The sports betting company of DraftKings has said that they have apologized after using a September 11th, 2001 terror attack to entice individuals to bet on a baseball and football games for the anniversary of the tragedy. Cake News reports that according to the Boston-based company, they offered users a 9/11-themed promotion that required 3 New York-based teams, the Yankees, the Mets, and the Jets, to win their games on Monday for the 22nd anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. The promotion was called Never Forget on DraftKings, but after the outcry from social media, they took down the bet and released a statement saying, quote, "We sincerely apologize for the featured parlay that was shared briefly in the commemoration of 9/11. We respect the significance of this day for our country and especially for the families of those who were directly affected." Many users of DraftKings made comments on it saying, quote, "It is shameful to use the national tragedy of 9/11 to promote a business. We need accountability, justice, and closure, not self-interest and shameless promotion." Good American Network Sports.
Football fans, we've got you covered with high school and college action on KNDY. Follow your high school teams with the Coach's Corner each week. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20, with a spotlight Monday on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. We air live broadcast of all the Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. plus area teams on our Friday night feature games on FM 95.5. Scores on all the high school games twice each hour on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show, Friday nights. Then Saturday, it's college action with the Kansas Jayhawks live on FM 95.5, the Kansas State Wildcats live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Football fans, find your game on KNDY.
It's high school sports time again, and that means the TVL Spotlight is back on KNDY. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight podcast, where we discuss the scores, stats, and stories of the Twin Valley League. Check out the shows on TVLSpotlight.com and under the podcast page on SunflowerStateRadio.com. The TVL Spotlight, your source for all things Twin Valley League sports.
Warm the water and eliminate the salt if your African violet has limp leaves that eventually yellow and drop off. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use room temperature water to avoid cold damage to the leaves. Then check for a white crusty substance on the soil surface or plant container. This salt buildup is from the minerals in the water and fertilizer. African violet leaves are damaged and often drop when they come in contact with this material. Scrape off the crusty white substance. Then water the soil thoroughly with room temperature water. Allow the excess water to drain from the pot. Repeat this several times at 20-minute intervals. Leaching the soil like this will help wash any excess salts out of the soil. Some growers cover the rim of the pot with foil or a similar material to protect the petioles from the salt-laden container rim. Others raise their plants in plastic or ceramic pots to avoid this problem. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
In the latter half of the 1800s, explorers and early visitors to what is today Yellowstone National Park were amazed by the area's geysers, so much so that it was quickly evident that a place to stay overnight would be needed. The story of what took place next to the nation's most famous geyser is today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know that besides hosting these programs, I am a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm or land to the next generation? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to Nationwide.com/Andrew. That's Nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The famous Old Faithful Geyser has long been an attraction in today's Yellowstone National Park. In the late 1800s, it quickly became apparent that people would travel here and need a place to stay.
It was actually motivated by the Northern Pacific Railroad, who wanted to bring people to Yellowstone and establish it as a vacation destination. And what was here first was a canvas tent hotel.
Ruth Quinn says 2 years later, a frame hotel was erected, which burned down in 1894. Another tent hotel was constructed, but there was demand for something permanent and nicer for guests. Builders took a chance on a young man to design a hotel for that growing visitor base.
Our architect was only 29 years old, was not formally trained as an architect, attended public school until the age of 12. Robert Reamer was his name.
Reamer's work was rustic, and he was tabbed to create something along those lines for the national park.
One of the early National Park Service architects referred to the Old Faithful Inn as rusticity gone berserk.
If you've seen the Old Faithful Inn, it's not berserk in a bad way. It's a place of rustic beauty that personifies the park itself. In fact, the very materials used to construct the building are very local.
The materials were collected about 4 miles away from here for the wood. Stone for our massive fireplace was quarried about a mile away from here.
The inn opened in 1904 and remains an extremely popular place to stay. Today it may seem a bit rustic to some compared to more modern hotels, but in the early days of the park, it was true luxury. I'll explain how next time as we travel the countryside at Old Faithful Geyser in Yellowstone National Park. I'm Andrew McRae.
Get your
chickens a black treat to provide extra nutrition and entertainment as they peck at it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You can buy flock blocks ready-made off the shelf or make your own as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Have the natural instinct to peck at something. When you set out a block treat for them, they're entertained with the pecking and also get some nutrition. Block treats aren't meant to replace your flock's regular feed. They're formulated to provide supplemental energy, vitamins, and minerals. Peter Friquette is an extension poultry nutritionist at North Carolina State University. He says when you're shopping for a commercially made block treat, look for a good nutritional mix.
It should contain some grain, could be corn, cracked corn, could be oats, some wheat possibly in there, and then some protein sources, things like rapeseed meal, or could be flaxseed, a good one is sunflower seeds.
It's not hard to make your own block treats out of scratch grains and other foods that your birds like. It's like making a big cookie, but the challenge is finding a way to hold it all together.
If it's in the wintertime and it's cold, you can stick things together with tallow, beef fat that turns solid. You'd have to experiment where it's just enough to hold it together. You could also use some beeswax or paraffin, the edible type. And so it's like a wax, and you can mix that, and it'll hold it together. The benefit of using like a tallow or some sort of a wax is that when you press it together and it rains, it doesn't fall apart.
Some people use a package of clear gelatin and put everything into a mold. You can also cook up some oatmeal, mix it together with your grains, and press it into a big ball. When it dries, it'll hold together. If you include raw ingredients such as eggs or meat, be sure to cook your treats in a 300-degree oven until they reach an internal temperature of 150 degrees. This will kill any bacteria that can make your chickens sick. You'll find more tips and recipes for making block treats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We love Sunday football in our house. It's especially fun because between my husband, kids, and I, we root for multiple teams. You know, the friendly banter is one of the things I love most. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, supporting opposing football teams is fun, but it's not fun to be on a different page than your spouse when it comes to money. Being aligned with your spouse on finances, how much you're spending, saving, how you approach debt, and how you think about retirement will help ensure you're both in agreement for what's coming in and what's going out. And whether you're just starting out in your marriage or you've been married for years, it's important to have frequent conversations about money. As you grow together, your needs and goals may change, and having a plan for each stage of life in the near term and the longer term will help you live more purposefully. So whether your favorite football team wins or loses, you can rest assured knowing you and your spouse are winning because you're having ongoing money conversations. And that'll help you live a life with more meaning and gratitude.
Look for higher shipping rates to send crops by barge down the Mississippi River this fall. A lot higher, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Low water levels for the Mississippi River equals higher shipping rates by barge operators. Mike Steenhook is with the Soy Transportation Coalition.
It's this really profound example of how you have this macro issue called lower water conditions on the Mississippi River that can have this very localized impact on an individual farmer's wallet.
Steenhook says any rainfall in the region is not likely to change the situation before shipping season begins.
Most of that's going to get absorbed into the ground, which will be necessary for crop production during these final stages. But what that means is there's not going to be a lot of residual water that will make its way into our streams and rivers to help sustain barge transportation. So it is something that's clearly a concern for us.
A concern, says Steenhook, with limited options.
Again, there's not a whole lot you can do when Mother Nature really makes such a profound statement that she's making right now. But you can do things to diversify your supply chain so that the detrimental impact of these kind of things is not as severe as it normally would be.
Steenhook says farmers may want to consider additional on-farm storage or transporting to alternate ports west, east, or on the Great Lakes. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news on this Thursday, September the 7th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. USDA's federal milk marketing order hearings are underway in Carmel, Indiana. Chad Smith has more.
Hearings on the federal milk marketing order, which began last month, are expected to continue through the end of this month. Dr. Roger Cryan, chief economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says his organization is heavily involved in the process.
Well, this is the first hearing where AFBF has really taken a leading role on federal order policy. We're in it to our elbows and more. It's been a lot of work for Danny Munch and I to keep up with the armies of folks that other folks have brought to this thing, but I think we're doing a pretty good job.
He talks about the topics AFBF has testified on at the hearing.
Well, so far we've testified in favor of National Milk's proposal to get rid of the barrels from the survey because the barrel price has really caused a lot of distortion in the markets and a lot of federal order problems. And I've testified in favor of a couple of our proposals, which are to add 640-pound blocks and unsalted butter to the survey because our members would like to see more products in the surveys to improve price discovery.
Cryan says there's still more to come from the hearing.
Some of the things that we're really here about is to advocate for holding off on make allowance increases until we can get the data in a USDA survey of processing plants to get their plant costs and their yields It's a slow process. We're in just the beginning of the third week of this thing. It's expected to go until the end of September, maybe longer.
Learn more at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Thank you, Chad, so much. We appreciate it. This is your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Thursday, September the 7th. Coming up, we'll have more news for you right here as we keep you up to date all day long. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door or all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Insects feeding and living in stored grain is a problem. Good sanitation now is the key to preventing bugs in your bins. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Insects have insatiable appetites, and the grain in your bin is a bug buffet. Their feeding damages the grain, degrades the quality, and opens up the chance of fungi or other disease agents taking hold. Bob Wright is an entomologist at the University of Nebraska. He says sanitation is your best defense, and the time to do it is now before harvest starts.
You really need to clean out your bin and make sure there's no grain remaining in an empty bin. Do a very thorough cleaning. Also, all the areas outside the bin and all the equipment that's going to be used to transport grain, the grain truck, the auger, other things may have grain left over from last year and there may be insects harbored in those areas. Also, clean up any loose grain around the bin.
While you're cleaning, inspect the bin to ensure that it's waterproof and there aren't any cracks or holes where pests can easily get through. There are insecticides approved for grain bins, and he also recommends treating the grain as it's being put in the bin. For the best results, there shouldn't be any old grain still in it.
one thing that we often get questions about, part of a bin has grain in it and they want to add new grain to it. That's not recommended. It's not the ideal situation. It'd really be best if you could get the old grain out and either sell it or feed it or put it in another bin and consolidate it rather than adding new clean grain on top of old grain.
Once the grain is stored, inspect it routinely to make sure there aren't any infestations. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for preventing pests in the grain bins at agriculture.com.
All new for 2024, the Nordis Motor Company has the Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ Z71 package. They have a 2023 Chevy Colorado. It's four-wheel drive Z71 package. They have a 2023 Chevy Trailblazer priced at $22,200 new and a 23 Chevy Malibu at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, heifers are some of the most valuable assets for a dairy operation. Here's Chad Smith.
They are the future of the milking herd and ultimately determine the profitability and longevity of your business. Dr. Rebecca Klopp, calf and heifer specialist with Purina Animal Nutrition, talks about early calf care and nutrition as a foundation for the future health of your replacement dairy heifers.
Now, when we talk about colostrum, it's not just as simple as the calf got colostrum or it didn't get colostrum. The first one is quality. So making sure that that colostrum that the calf is consuming is considered high quality. And then the second thing to consider is how much of that colostrum calves are getting. The recommendation is about 10% of the calf's body weight they need in colostrum to get enough passive transfer of antibodies. The next important thing is the timing of that colostrum feeding. So it's really essential that calves get colostrum within the first 4 hours after being born. The next thing to consider is cleanliness. So just making sure that anything that the colostrum comes in contact with, making sure that it's clean and sanitary and free from bacteria. And then it's also really important after colostrum that calves get a high quality milk or milk replacer.
After nutrition, she talks about other important factors in early life care.
Making sure that the environment that a calf is born into is clean and sanitary. Calves already have a naive immune system. They don't have a whole lot of protection until they get those maternal antibodies. It's really important when the calf is born and it hits the ground that the environment that it's in is clean, it's dry. We're trying to reduce the manure exposure.
And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
This is Bethany over at Charlie's Wine and Beer Garden. Come see us this year for the coldest drinks at the fairgrounds.
Hey, and don't forget me. This is Charlie at the Wine and Beer Garden. We've got all your favorite drinks over here.
Stop by Charlie's Wine and Beer Garden at the Kansas State Fair this year and try their brand new delicious pizza box nachos and dessert nachos. Plus, it's drinks on the go as you can walk around the Kansas State Fair with their great wines, beers, margaritas, and other great spirits and drinks. It's time for you to enjoy some of the coldest drinks at the Kansas State Fair at Charlie's Wine and Beer Garden.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoovers in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoovers in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoovers in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoovers in Greenleaf.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The 24th Beef Stalker Field Day is taking place on September 28th in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State Extension Beef Specialist Dale Blassie previews the schedule and who some of the presenters will be at the field day.
What we're going to do is conduct the 24th annual
Field Day, which is designed to deliver information, updated information, market information, and some various topics that are of interest to those folks that are stocker cattle producers or those that background calves. Registration at 9:30, and Dr. Glenn Tonser kicks the program off about 10:30 in the morning. And then we conduct a producer panel, and this year I think this would be of a particular interest to everybody for that matter, that being labor, recruiting, and retention. And I've assembled a excellent panel of producers and folks involved in our ag allied industries to address the issues of labor.
Blassie shares about two presentations that will take place that can help producers stay on top of new regulations and research.
Our sponsor this year is Merck Animal Health, and two of their technical veterinarians are going to be on board to discuss implants and deworming products that are available, just to help keep folks up to date with what is going on out in the industry. And Dr. Logan Thompson, he's doing a lot of work in the sustainability space, very aggressively working with folks throughout the country. And his contribution, his remarks regarding the impact of grazing cattle from a sustainability perspective is something I thought our attendees would find of value to be aware of and to stay on top of as well.
The field day will have out-of-state presenters to share their work with participants.
Dr. Alfredo DiCostanzo from UNL, University of Nebraska, has done some pretty cool work looking at bunk calling in the grow yard, and I'm looking forward to hearing Alfredo's comments and remarks for our producers. And Dr. Zach Smith, feedlot professor, and he's going to talk about the appropriate use of implants during the backgrounding and stalker phase. Certainly the recent regulations that have come out from the FDA regarding the use of growth implants, he will have comments on that to help guide producers on implant choice.
That was K-State Extension Beef Specialist Dale Blassie. Registration for the Beef Stalker Field Day before September 14th is $25. After then, it is $35. Register and find out more about this event by going to www.ksubeef.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY. music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.